This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I hope you all are enjoying your Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, we'll take you in another trip back to another builder of a nation. And this one is very different from what you heard yesterday. This is Sayyida Sauda. She's the second wife of Rasul alayhi salatu wassalam. Absolutely different than Sayyida Khadija, but very unique and has characters that if we want to be a builders, we definitely need. So let's see, who is she first? She's from Quraysh, from the noble tribe of Quraysh in Mecca. She was married before she was married to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and she actually was a widow with a child. And the husband died, so she's a single mother. And one of the first women also to become a Muslim. And then the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, as we learned yesterday, he lost Sayyida Khadija. And now he's a single father, a father of four daughters. And so people used to come to him and says, and they see him, how sad he is, how lonely and how much he missed the Sayyida Khadija, why don't you get married? And one of the names that came in, or actually his concern was, basically, who's going to marry a father of four daughters? And one of the names came in as a Sayyida Sauda. She is a woman who accepted Islam before she got married to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And she was also a single woman. So her name came up, and the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, okay, what is unique about Sayyida Sauda as a woman? She was not very beautiful. Actually, the books of history describe her as being tall, with a heavy build, and a dark skin, and known as not very beautiful. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, for him at this point, is his family, his daughters, and a woman who can take this responsibility. So beauty was not the issue. For her, it came to her that Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam wanted to marry her. As surprised as she was, she knew that she is going to be coming to a different chapter in her life with a lot of responsibility, but again, with a lot of honor. She will be called the mother of the believers. So she absolutely accepted. In fact, some reports said that her husband saw a dream before he passed away, and he told her, you're going to marry Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And she saw a dream also that she will marry Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And she did. Of the uniqueness of a Sayyida Sauda from the other wives of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and the uniqueness as a woman is faith, first of the first woman to accept Islam, migrated twice to Abyssinia and coming back, and then migrated before Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam to Medina. Now she took care of his daughters to the point that his daughters migrated with her to Medina. And Sayyida Ruqayya with her husband was with her in Abyssinia. So she really was a woman who offered support. Let me share with you some of the characters she was known for. And now let's look at these and see which one I have. Maybe I have more than one. And why these will make me a builder of a nation. Number one, they said she is a woman of sacrifice for the others. She sacrificed what may be looked at as her right for the sake of others, to make people happy. And the number two, which comes with number one, she was very content. And if you look her up, you'll see this comes repeatedly. She's a woman very content with what Allah gave her. The content she has, that she knew in her household, she had women, because Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam married, as we know, in that time, more than one wife at that time. So she had Sayyida Aisha, and she had Sayyida Zainab, and she had Sayyida Umm Salama, They were all his wives. From among them, number one, she never compared herself with them. She never felt jealous from any one of them. On the contrary, she was the support for them. And she was absolutely happy of who she is, how she looked, what Allah gave her. And this reminds me of a hadith that is very beautiful. This is narrated in Ibn Majah. And Sayyidina Abu Huraira said, لَيْسَ الْغِنَى عَنْ كَثْرَةِ الْعَرُضِ وَلَكِنِ الْغِنَى غِنَى النَّفْسِ. The true richness or wealth is not how much I have in this world. It's rather how much I am happy and content with what I already have. And this is a Sayyida Sauda. As we are talking about her content, there is a saying to Sayyidina Abu Huraira. Some says that it is said by Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And it is Allah saying subhanahu wa ta'ala, Yabna Adam, son of Adam, tafarrag li ibadati, empty yourself for my worship. Amla'u sadraka ghina, I will fill your chest and your heart with contentment. Wa asudda faqrak, and I'm going to suffice and fulfill your needs. وَإِنْ لَمْ تَفْعَلْ مَلَأْتُ صَدْرَكَ شُغْلًا وَلَمْ أَسُدَّ فَقْرَكَ. And if you're not going to be content with what I gave you, and instead you're going to be running around trying to get everything else that others have, this is what will happen. And that's the continuation of the statement. And you'll always feel that you are in need. This is the uniqueness of Sayyida Sauda. If she compared herself with the others, she would have seen that I don't have enough. I'm not like the others. They are better than me, prettier than me. She did not. She didn't even wasted her time in this. Rather, she focused on what she has to use it to build her legacy. And Allah gave her this contentment, and she used it to the point, at one point, she wanted to focus more on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, spend more time in worship. And she said to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, he was worried about her because of her character, that the other wives may make her feel less. She said, let me just spend my time with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I'm going to give my day to Sayyida Aisha. To the point that Sayyida Aisha said the following about her. I have never wanted to be another woman except one woman. I wanted to be a Sayyida Sauda. How passionate she was. How much a giver she was. And this is actually reported. So you can be a devout person. You can be content. You can be simple. But also you can be fun. And she said the following. She prayed with the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam behind him. And he went for sajda. And it was a long sajda. And then when she got up after the salah, she looked at him and says, Ya Rasulullah, this was long. I felt my nose will bleed. Second funny story. She was actually with the other wives of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And they start talking about Dajjal, the false messiah. She got scared. She started running, so scared, thinking he's going to come right away. And then Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam went and brought her back. And he said, Ya Sauda, it's not now. It's not in this time. And she looked down and started laughing because of the feelings she had. She died in Medina. And she was buried in Medina, in Al-Baqi'. Uniqueness in her sacrifice, contentment, in her acts of worship, sense of humor, taking care of people. All these are characters that we can build nations with. And the first nation we need to build is our homes. What do we have of these? Maybe all of it. Let's use it to build our nations.